electoral system. I would like to give a response first, and then after that, my colleagues will respond to other questions raised by members. First, I would like to stress that the development of democracy in Hong Kong SAR must be consistent with its constitutional order under the Constitution of the Basic Law and the Basic Law of the One Country, Two System Principle. We also need to take into account the political, economic, social, cultural, and historical circumstances of Hong Kong SAR. In fact, democracy has taken a quantum leap forward in the Hong Kong SAR since its return to our motherland in 1997. The most recent development is the improvement of the electoral system. The new system has enhanced its democratic elements and quality. You may wish to note that the major improvements include expanding the election committee and the legislative council. The election committee is responsible for electing the chief executive and a major portion of our legislators. The election committee has expanded its membership from 1,200 to 1,500. And also the number of seats in the legislative council has increased from 70 to 90. The compositions of the election committee and the legislative council have been optimized to boost their representativeness. In particular, the election committee's composition is enriched with the addition of representatives of the small and medium-sized enterprises and grassroots organizations, etc. Legislative council members are now returned by the election committee, the functional groups in the functional constituencies, and district elections in the geographical constituencies. The two bodies have become more representative of Hong Kong society, allowing broader public participation and in political processes. In short, the improved electoral system established a democratic system that reflects the actual situation of Hong Kong, corresponds to the requirements of implementing one country, two systems, and manifests Hong Kong's characteristics. The electoral system also put in place solid institutional safeguards to ensure full implementation of the principle of Petros administering Hong Kong. This also enhances the effective governance of the Hong Kong SAR, thereby achieving good governance for the public good and long-term stability and safety. All along, the Hong Kong SAR government has strived to ensure that our public elections are conducted in a fair, open, and honest manner. The successful implementation of the three important elections under the improved electoral systems demonstrates that broad representation, fair competition, political inclusiveness, and balanced participation. Please be rest assured that the ultimate aim of attaining universal suffrage in relation to Article 45 and Article 68 of the Basic Law remains unchanged. We strongly believe that improving the electoral system, ensuring Petros administering Hong Kong, and safeguarding the overall interests of society promotes the stable development of Hong Kong's democracy. Turning to the questions about the screening of candidates in public elections, I wish to point out that there is now a statutory candidate eligibility review committee. This committee aims to ensure that candidates in the election committee, chief executive, and legislative council elections comply with the requirements in Article 104 of the Basic Law. That means candidates would uphold the Basic Law and swear allegiance to the Hong Kong SAR of the People's Republic of China. This constitutional requirements is commonly found in most other jurisdictions for people aspiring to take up a public office. I must clarify that Petros administering Hong Kong is not to promote homogeneity in the politics of Hong Kong SAR. Both in theory and practice, at a meeting celebrating the 25th anniversary of Hong Kong's return to the motherland and the inauguration ceremony of the sixth term government of the Hong Kong SAR on 1st of July this year, President Xi Jinping made clear elaborations on this point in his speech. He said that Hong Kong residents, irrespective of their work, philosophy, occupation, or beliefs, can all contribute to the development of Hong Kong so as they love Hong Kong, genuinely supports the principle of one country, two systems, and observe the basic law of the Hong Kong SAR and the other laws of Hong Kong. His words are plain and explicit. As long as the person meets the requirements of patriots, he can participate in the elections in accordance with the law and serve the public by entering into the governance structure of the Hong Kong SAR, no matter they are pro-establishment or not. Madam Chairperson, Hong Kong has all along given due regard to the provisions of the ICCPR. At the same time, Hong Kong residents' right to vote and to stand for election are well enshrined in the basic law. These are guiding principles that we'll continue to adhere and attach importance to. We'll continue to ensure that the exercise of these rights is well protected under the improved electoral system and most of all, consistent with the provisions of ICCPR applicable to Hong Kong SAR. And now my colleague, Shirley, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to members for raising questions regarding to a number of issues under the Security Bureau. First of all, some members have